Hi, and welcome to New Every Day. My name is Carrie.
And my name's Jen. And on today's show, we're going to talk about if you're going to pick a fight, you better know who you're fighting against. So stay tuned.
Hi, and welcome back to New Every Day. Thanks again for tuning in. We're still in the book of Acts, Jen, and we've talked about a couple different things through chapter 5, Ananias and Sapphira, the apostles starting their ministry on Solomon's porch, healing people, the Pharisees, Sadducees got really angry, put them in prison, an angel busted them out.
Busted.
They went back to teaching, doing exactly what God had told them to do. Go back and share the words of this new life of forgiveness and freedom in Christ. And now they've been pulled back in front of the rulers. Mm-hmm. And they said, hey, we told you not to speak in this name. The apostles said, we need to obey God instead of you.
Mm-hmm.
And
we left you with some homework last week.
That's right.
To write out verse 29, we must obey God, not human authority. And you were supposed to put five priorities around there of things that you would do because you're under God's authority, not human authority. And so it had to do with that this past week. And so we're going to pick up reading
verse 33.
Verse 33. When the Jewish leaders heard this, we saw all these things happen. The Holy Spirit, whom God has given to all who obey him, also proves these things are true. So, verse 33. When the Jewish leaders heard this, they became angry and wanted to kill them, the apostles. But a Pharisee named Gamaliel stood up in the meeting. He was a teacher of the law, and all the people respected him. He ordered the apostles to leave the meeting for a while. Then he said, people of Israel, be careful what you are planning to do to these men. Remember when Thaddeus appeared? He said he was a great man and about 400 men joined him. But he was killed and all of his followers were scattered. They were able to do nothing. Later, a man named Judas came from Galilee at the time of the registration. He also led a group of followers and was killed, and all his followers were scattered. And so now I tell you, stay away from these men and leave them alone. If their plan comes from human authority, it will fail. But if this is from God, you will not be able to stop them. You might even be fighting against God himself. The Jewish leaders agree with what Gamaliel said. They called the apostles in, beat them, and told them not to speak in the name of Jesus again. Then they let them go free. The apostles left the meeting full of joy because they were given the honor of suffering disgrace for Jesus. Every day in the temple and in the people's homes, they continued teaching the people and telling the good news that Jesus is the Christ.
So his good advice was just chill. If this is a work that they are doing on their own, it's gonna fail. But basically, if God is helping these men and sending angels to get them out of prison, you're just going to be chasing your tail.
Yeah.
And nothing's going to come to fruition.
Like yeah.
None of your...
Well, because it's like, don't try to fight against God.
Yeah.
And it's interesting. And you talked about wanting to read something from Exodus, but my mind went back to Exodus 2, not Exodus chapter 2, Exodus as well, where God's whole desire was to move the Israelites out of Egypt. And God gave Pharaoh a chance to be on board, but he fought against God and he did not win.
No. And even Pharaoh admits that, but it's too late. He's on the floor of the Red Sea.
Yeah.
So when God brought the Israelites out of Egypt, he used plagues to try and soften Pharaoh's heart, but his heart continued to be hard. And eventually, after sending the angel of death and the firstborn sons in all of Egypt died, Pharaoh's like, okay, fine, leave. And God brings him to the edge of the Red Sea. The Pharaoh's army is coming after the Israelites. Mm-hmm. Moses holds out his staff. God splits the Red Sea, and the Israelites go through on dry ground.
Mm-hmm.
Then Pharaoh's army runs in after them, and they're on the bottom of the Red Sea. And here is what he says. Now it came to pass in the morning watch that the Lord looked down upon the army of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire and cloud, and he troubled the army of the Egyptians. Mm. So now God is fighting against them. And he took off their chariot wheels, so that they drove them with difficulty. And the Egyptians said, "Let us flee from the face of Israel, for the Lord fights for them against the Egyptians." God was fighting for them. They picked the wrong fight.
They picked the wrong fight. Like, if you're going to get in a fight, like, know who you're fighting against.
Yeah. But I also kind of see that sometimes, like, troubling times can seem like it's not an act of mercy of God. But it is, in a way, that God's giving them an opportunity to turn.
Like, yes.
Look at this. Here's a plague of frogs, of hail, of all these things, boils. Now's your opportunity to turn, and you too could be saved, essentially. And even Jesus, in Matthew, near the end of Matthew, is sharing the parable of the landowner who had mm-hmm. a vineyard, and people were running the vineyard, and he sent yes. his servants to go and collect the fruit and come back, but his servants were beaten and killed, and he was like, "Oh, man, we could have enjoyed this fruit together, whatever." He sends more servants to go and try and collect it. Those mm-hmm. servants are beaten and killed by the people that he rented the land to, and finally he's like, "I'm going to send my only son. This is it. This is the last chance. I'm going to send him as an opportunity to reach out to get the fruit and share it, you know." But they kill the son because they think, "Oh, we're going to get his right. inheritance." And Jesus is like, "And what do you think the judgment's going to be on those landowners?" He's painting the picture for them,
yeah.
for the Pharisees, actually. And they said, "Oh, there's going to be lots of punishment. He's going to put them to death." And he's like, "Yeah, exactly." But they had opportunities, because throughout history, God sent the prophets to tell people,
"Yes,
turn from your ways. Turn to me because I love you."
Yes.
And those who listen, there's life in that. But those who didn't, and it's death.
And that's what Gamaliel is saying.
Yeah.
He is saying, okay, look at Thaddeus. He, you know, said he was a great man. He did great things. People joined him. He died. Done. Then Judas did great things. People followed him. He was killed. Followers were scattered. Like, so let's just wait and see how this pans out.
Yeah.
And we don't really wait very well at all. And so as we take a minute and pause, go to our break, I want you to think about, just ask yourself the question, or maybe you need to ask God, how am I doing at waiting? Okay, maybe you've asked God for something, maybe you're waiting for something, but how are you doing with that? And we'll come back right after these messages.
Jeff Weston.
Yeah, man.
You're building a brand new, beautiful website.
What?
Aren't you?
No. Am I?
Oh, you're a terrible actor.
What?
This is where acting comes into play.
Oh, I didn't know we were acting.
You're supposed to act.
Okay, fair enough.
All right. Yeah, I'm building a really cool website. Are you building a really cool website? You need hosting. One of the things about a hosting account is you don't want to have limitations put on your website.
It's true.
How much hard drive space do you have? How many email accounts? How many domains can point to it? Well, we've got an amazing deal for you. For a very limited time, cat5.tv/dreamhost, for just $5 and a bit of change per month, you are going to get unlimited website hosting, unlimited email accounts on that hosting service. You are also going to receive a free domain name.
Ooh.
So your own .com.
Nice.
To put that amazing website that you've been working on
it's
on
true.
There. If you want to build a WordPress site, fine. Sign up. cat5.tv/dreamhost.
Just don't put Panama Papers on it.
Just don't do it. But hey, it's a great deal, folks. Best deal you're going to find. $5 and change per month. Go to cat5.tv/dreamhost.
Hey, thanks for sticking around. We are coming back after we've had some time to wait. Jen, you left us with a question. How good are we at waiting and seeing?
How good are we at waiting and seeing?
I gotta say, like, I find it really hard to wait and see if God's gonna answer prayer, if someone's gonna call me back, if I just want to like take things into my own hands and make it happen the way I think it should happen.
Yes.
Totally guilty for that.
As am I. I always want to get things done. I get my list. I'm like, okay, let's get it done, 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 done. Okay, that person's not home to answer the question. Okay, I'm going to call the wife. I'm going to call the child. I'm going to the mother-in-law. Do you know where someone's? And it's like, can you not just wait? Wait and see. And my dad would often just say, wait, hold on, hold your horses. Like, yeah. Just...
the proof will be in the pudding.
Yes.
As you
like,
said earlier.
Just wait. And that's what Gamaliel is saying, is like, let's take and test this. And it's interesting because you don't really expect this kind of wisdom in this situation. Because it seems like these people are rising up against what Jesus is doing. So everybody in that circle should be rising up against what Jesus is doing. And so for Gamaliel to stand up and say, well, no, let's actually take and test this. Let's see if it's of God. And it's weird to hear that in the setting, because you're like, well, is he a devout God follower? Where is he? Like, what? And yet, what he is saying is very wise.
Yeah.
Like, let's just, because, and I agree with him, we do not want to be fighting against what God is doing. And I think so often we take things into our own hands instead of waiting for God to work things out to see if it really is of him. And so I think we push things sometimes,
yeah.
Whether it's a job opportunity or a relationship, we push them instead of allowing God to work things out. And I often, and like I said, I often struggle with waiting. And then so I wonder how much have I missed out because I didn't wait on God's time? Hmm. And then how many things did I wreck because I didn't wait in God's time?
That is a good question.
So when it says, you know, you might, like, but if it is from God, you will not be able to stop them.
You know what I like about what he says there is like, okay, if it's God, you will not be able to overthrow it. So he knew the influence of the people sitting around him mm-hmm. and their power within that culture and what they were capable of.
Yeah.
And yet he's still saying, but if it's God, none of that's going to matter. So he had a fear of God, which is the beginning of wisdom.
Yes.
So it shows that he does fear him. So I'm not surprised that he's able to make some wise decisions.
Yes. So it's very interesting. So that's a take home, is don't be surprised when you're in a situation where you don't think there's or doesn't perceive to be any godliness. Don't be surprised that someone isn't able to stand up and actually speak wisdom into a situation.
Like, just keep your ears open because it might come from someone you might not expect.
Yes. Yes. Keep those ears open.
That's very interesting.
So.
And then they agreed with him because it actually was good advice. So mm-hmm. they beat the apostles, let them go. And it says the departed apostles. So they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name.
Mm-hmm.
And daily in the temple and in every house, they did not cease teaching and preaching Jesus as the Christ. Man, they had their minds on the mission, and that motivated them. But it's so crazy to think that they just got beat up, and mm-hmm. then they're like, yay.
Well, because that's one thing that Jesus said would happen. He said, you will be persecuted in my name.
So I guess it kind of reinforces the fact that, okay, Jesus is Christ, because he rose from the dead, but he also said this was going to happen. So
yes,
it kind of validates his words to them, because it was happening.
Yes, and so it goes right back, and it says they continued to teach in the temple and in people's homes. Like, and it goes right back to the beginning where we started a couple of weeks ago with they were sitting and teaching on Solomon's porch and healing people. Like, they just went back to doing
what they were supposed to do.
Like, the mission didn't change.
Yeah, and like I was listening to a commentary on Chapter 4, 5, and 6 by Dr. Chuck Missler. And he said one of the evidences of the Holy Spirit filling someone is that there's boldness. They have this boldness that doesn't even make sense. The righteous are as bold as a lion.
Hmm.
They're made right with Christ, and then they have this boldness to do it. And I think, like, okay, if I've stepped out in the past or, like, shared... like Christ with someone or like about my faith with someone, I'm thinking about someone particular that I had worked with in the past, and he was like vehemently opposed to Christianity and could really was quite articulate, and so he kind of like would make fun of me. And I didn't necessarily have more boldness and faith in God to give me the words to say. I kind of like was like, oh, you know. It wasn't the same reaction as the apostles. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I didn't have that boldness there.
And it's interesting because last week we talked about Richard Wurmbrand, who he said to his wife, if I stand up, I'm probably going to go to jail again. And the wife was like,
I'd rather have I don't want a coward.
Yeah, I don't want a coward. And so he stood up and he said, no, we're here to, you know, talk about who Jesus is, that Jesus is the Christ. And it's like, that's what the apostles were doing. They got beaten and released, and they just said, and it goes back to Peter, what Peter said, when Jesus gave them some really hard teaching, disciples left them, and he turned to them and said, are you going to leave me too? And Peter's like, where else would we go? You have the words of life, of eternal life. And so go back to verse 27. Peter and the apostles answered, we must obey God, not human authority. So if you didn't do it last week, we want you to do it this week. Write those words on a sheet of paper. We must obey God, not human authority. And then what are the five priorities? Like, what are the five things that you're going to say?
Out of obedience to God.
I will do these things.
Yeah.
And so we want to challenge you to do this, because we believe that when we do what God has asked us to do, that creates opportunity for Him to do miracles, increase your faith, and draw more people to Him. And that's really why we do what we do.
Yeah.
We want to sit here and encourage you in your faith, and we want to tell people who don't know about Jesus about how amazing and awesome Jesus is, but more importantly, that God loves you and He wants to have a relationship with you. And so our responsibility is actually to tell that, and that He died on the cross for our sins, so we wouldn't spend eternity in hell, which is the punishment of sin, that we could spend eternity with God in heaven, because He's a just God and He loves us. So
can you pray for us, Jen, and maybe for the listeners or viewers who have not accepted Christ, who have maybe been listening to not wise advice?
Sure. Heavenly Father, I thank You so much for Your opportunity that You have given to us, that we can tell other people about You. That is what You have told us to do. And so, Father, we ask for the courage to do that. And then, Lord, for those who are listening today and are saying, you know what? I want that kind of boldness. I want that kind of life. I want Jesus to hold on to. Then, Lord God, I ask that You would meet with them. And as they confess their sins, I ask that Your Holy Spirit would lift them off as far as the east is from the west, and that You would fill them with Your Holy Spirit. And Lord, their life would be changed and made new. And I ask this in Your name. Amen.
Amen. Thanks, Jen. Thank you for tuning in again this week. And please feel free to go to our website, neweveryday.tv. Leave us a message. Go to our partners page and check out the amazing organizations who are supporting us and the businesses who are supporting us. If you need to do any shopping, if you go to Amazon through our website, then that helps support this show, and we can just keep doing what we're doing and sharing with you. So we hope that you have a wonderful week, and we'll see you next week, same time, same place.
See you later.
See you, Jen.
Woo!